Hi, my name is Carl Niu. I am the program manager of the Visual C++ frontend, and I will talk about the progress we've made so far in making our compiler conform to the C++ standard. I'll tell you what we've implemented over the past year and what we plan to work on next, and I'll point you to a couple of places where you can learn more about our efforts and about the C++ language. The gist of it is that the new Visual Studio is leaps and bounds more conformant to standard C++ than earlier releases. We've also vastly improved the reliability of our compiler by fixing bugs, many of which were submitted to us by you, our users. Thank you for helping us. We've implemented almost all of the features of the ISO C++11 language. What's left is minor. So for all intents and purposes, you can use Visual Studio 2015 to write straight C++11 and not have to really worry about the compiler missing any important functionality. The list of language features we added is long. First, our implementation of non-static data member initializers is much improved from that of the previous release, Visual Studio 2013. The most egregious of the bugs in that feature have been fixed. We've added user-defined literals, which lets you write custom interpretations of string and numeric literals. For example, here, the custom renminbi suffix is used to calculate dollar values from a literal. We've also implemented Unicode literals and the char32T and char16T types. Literals prefixed with U8 are interpreted as UTF-8 by the compiler. Similarly, lowercase u lets you write UTF-16 literals, and capital U lets you write UTF-32 literals. The compiler now lets you specify and query the alignments of variables. For example here, the alignOff operator returns 2 because there are 2 bytes in a 16-bit wide unsigned integer. You can now also specify functions to throw no exceptions by using the noExcept specifier. This specifier can even be conditional on an expression evaluated at compile time. To query whether an expression can throw exceptions, use the noExcept operator. For example, here, because t equals 0, the expression is not allowed to throw any exceptions, so the operator returns true. The underscore underscore func underscore underscore macro can be used to help your debugging by printing the current function name. We've extended the ways in which sizeOff can be used. Now, it can query the sizes of non-static member objects without you having to provide a dummy instance. You can now also overload methods on whether they were invoked through an L-value reference, an R-value reference, or a constant reference. Function local static variables are now thread-safe, and you can store per-thread data using the thread local storage specifier. We've implemented inline namespaces, lifted some restrictions on the types of data members that unions can have, and made the rules governing constructors and destructors conform to the new language standard. One of the new rules is that providing only a move constructor or a move assignment operator causes the implicitly generated copy constructor and copy assignment operator to be specified as deleted, which shortens the definitions of move-only types. One of the biggest features we've added to the compiler is constant expressions. Take this template metaprogram, for example. It calculates the exponential of a number, but the way it is written is less than pretty, because template programs don't use normal expression-level C++ syntax. Using constant expressions, however, you can write natural C++ to calculate values at compile time. Isn't this a lot more readable? Beyond making metaprogramming easier, constant expressions can be used to improve type safety, and they're used in user-defined literals, among other things. We didn't stop at implementing C++11. We've also added several C++14 features to get a head start on C++14 conformance. The ones we implemented happen to be the most requested of the C++14 editions, most of which make programming using lambda functions more convenient and expressive. We've implemented generalized lambda capture, which allows variables to be directly initialized, and so allows the capturing of move-only types. For example, here, the unique pointer, PTR, is move-only, so the only way to capture it in the lambda is to use standard move in initializing capture in the lambda's capture clause. After the construction of the lambda function, it owns the pointer. This feature also allows you to store data whose scope is that of the lambda function itself, in case you ever need to manipulate some local state across multiple calls to the same lambda. The compiler now allows you to write generic lambdas, which are lambda functions whose parameters are auto. These types are inferred from context, so you don't have to write them out yourself. And for convenience, you can now capture a variable from the lambda function's enclosing scope simply by mentioning the variable in the body without having to explicitly write the variable name in the capture list. The global delete operators can now be overloaded for those of you who write custom allocators and deallocators. We've implemented return type deduction, which allows the return type of a function to be written as auto and deduced from the function body. We've also implemented decal type auto, digit separators in literals, and binary literals, whose prefix is 0b. In the standard libraries, we've made several headers, complex, chrono, and string, make use of the new user-defined literals feature for complex literals, time literals, and string literals, respectively. We added null forward iterators, quoted, heterogeneous associative lookup, and integer sequence. Other standard library features include exchange, getT, dual range functions, tuple element T, and the new file system API. We will always strive to keep the compiler stable and reliable, so we need you, our users, to keep submitting bug reports. In terms of language performance, we just need to implement attributes, make the preprocessor C99 compatible, and expression Svine, and implement two-phase lookup. Further down the road, we'll be implementing modules, which will greatly improve the compile times of large projects, and we will finish implementing language constructs that help you write asynchronous programs. For more information, read our blog at this link. Our posts there explain our goals and keep you updated about our current endeavors. You can also give your feedback through writing comments there. For more information about C++, of course, there's the ISO C++ homepage at the second link.